This is GQDN for May the 31st, Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday, but it feels like a Monday for me. Anyway, in today's show, we talk about more about the Summer Game Fest Arc 2 and some PlayStation Plus games coming in next month, basically tomorrow. But we start today with a Destructoid article that talks about Diablo that's going to be blocked by two nations. Now, Diablo Immortal is going to be a free-to-play mobile title, and it will have in-game purchases. But because of that, both Belgium and the Netherlands has refused Diablo Immortal service within the country's borders, due to, quote, the current operation conditions in these countries. So they did have an unofficial statement, quote, unfortunately, players in the Netherlands and Belgium will not be able to install Diablo Immortal due to the country's gambling restrictions. The loot boxes in the game are against the law in your country, so unless the gambling restrictions change, the game will not be released. It will be illegal for you to download the game in another country like France if you manage to run the game. I cannot guarantee that you'll be banned for it. That came from the Blizzard account. So we'll see what happens. This is very concerning for those people that live in the Netherlands and Belgium. So we'll see what happens. Now we go on to another Destructoid article, and the Pokemon Diamond and Pearl sound library is done. It has officially shut its doors, but those that have the songs downloaded will still be able to play it. Now, this does stink for those players because the store itself was only up for about 2 to 3 months, basically since up February, so almost 4 months, and now the site is done. Now we know that Nintendo has been cracking down on copyright issues, so and Square Enix opened its own YouTube channel with all that, with all the songs on it. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but it is indeed a sad day for them. But the Xbox Game Pass lineup now has some more games to it. This once again comes to us from Destructoid.com, and the games that are included are For Honor Marching Fire Edition, and that's going to cloud, console, and PC tomorrow. Ninja Gaiden Master Collection, console and PC the day after tomorrow, June 2nd, basically. Assassin's Creed Origin, June 7th. Chorus, June 7th. And also June 7th would be Disc Room and Space Lines from the Far Out. Some of these games will be on cloud, console, and PC. Some will only be available for console and PC, and not on cloud. The games that are leaving the Xbox Game Pass on June 15th are Darkest Dungeon, Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance, Greedfall, Limbo, and Worms Rumble. Now we go to our last Destructoid article, and they're saying that June's PlayStation Plus games will now have Nintendo's All-Star Brawl, God of War, and Naruto to Boruto Shinobi Striker. So, we will enjoy those things. Yes, we will, as PlayStation players. So, more games will be added, and we'll keep you informed to the PlayStation Plus. Now, what else could be coming to PlayStation? Because it's not going to be with just Xbox any longer, is Arc 2. DualShockers.com has the article. But Arc 2, once a part of just Xbox, will be coming to PlayStation and Nintendo platforms. The CEO of Studio Wildcard, Doug Kenny, did say, quote, I will say this. It is always our plan to make Arc and Arc 2 available on as many platforms as possible for as many people possible sell. At some point, you can expect Switch and PlayStation in that mix. Could it come to Steam, though? That's my question. Because that would be the last platform. Okay, granted, it's with Xbox already, so it could be on the Xbox PC part. So that would take care of the PC. But could it also go to Switch? We'll see. Not everybody has the Xbox Game Pass on their PC. A lot of people have Switch because it doesn't cost a dollar. It costs zero for Switch. Damn you, Valve. Steam. Switch. I got Nintendo on the brain. Anyway, this article comes to us from DualShockers.com, and Bandai says that Gundam G Generation Eternal is coming for mobile. Uh-oh. So we'll see what happens there. There's a lot of Gundam people out there. And they'll be having fun with this strategy type game. Oh, Gundam. Damn you. Eurogamer has the last bit of news. And they gave the entire list of developers and publishers for this June showcase. So, here is who is going to be in on the Summerfest. Developers and publishers: 2K, Activision, Atlus, Bandai Namco, Bloober Team, Capcom, Coffee Stain, Deep Silver, Developer Digital, Digital Extremes, Dotemu, Electronic Arts, Epic Games, Focus Entertainment, Frost Giant Studios, Humble Games, Level Infinite, Metatonic, miHoYo, Netflix, PlayStation, Raw Fury, Samsung Gaming Hub, Sega, Skybound Games, Square Enix, Steam, Studio MDHR, Tribeca Festival, Warner Brothers Games, and Xbox. From A to X. Because there's no Z yet. This is going to be fun, and it starts with PlayStation. And that comes up this Thursday on their Twitter. Is it not going to be on Twitter? Maybe not. I was thinking more Twitch and YouTube. Yeah, we will see what happens there. And you better believe we're going to report on it here on Group Quest. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. You can find us all at thedawnforge.com, all the shows and all that. To me, I'm at Joe Brums. We will see you tomorrow with maybe some better words. Go play some games, people.